This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. So today we've considered America's past through the eyes of reenactors, returning veterans of the Civil War, and now through the eyes of some of its youngest citizens. This story comes from Stephanie Coleman.
It may seem like an unlikely setting, but the Carroll Park Playground in Brooklyn, New York is a hotbed for intellectual discourse. Amidst strollers and monkey bars, a group of young New York academics gather to recollect the history of our country.
Well, it started when there was dinosaurs around. Then came cavemen, then came the Ice Age, and then came us.
Well, there were Indians before.
Yeah, well,
they discovered America. Well, Columbus did, but they discovered America
first. Sailed the ocean blue in 1492. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here.
And then other people found it, and then it became America.
The English got colonies, and those colonies, they didn't want to be England, and they did this whole war, the Revolutionary War, and then they became a different country.
They fondly remember the nation's first president.
Well, the most important guy was
George Washington. And he also had wooden teeth.
And the great emancipator?
No, not Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
He was 67. I know how he died. Well, he was at a movie and he was thinking to let all the slaves go. And then someone heard him and just shot him. I think he probably had slaves and he didn't want to let them go.
Different people had different ideas, like on slavery and rights.
It wasn't very civil, so I have no idea why they call it the Civil War.
They maintain no illusions about the realities of war. A recent kindergarten graduate describes the end of World War II.
And America dropped a mushroom bomb in Japan, and a lot of people died.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's the thing that happens in the war. You have to be prepared to lose troops and stuff like that.
But eventually there comes triumph and optimism.
And I remember
Martin Luther King.
He was a very great man because in the old days, say there's a diner and the white people could only go in that diner and the black people could, and the water fountains are the same and the playgrounds are the same and the bus is the same.
Now today, it doesn't matter like who you are, what color you are, it doesn't really matter.
This is a large milestone because the first African-American president.
And I hope that when I grow up, maybe I'll be the first woman president.
The job that I want in the future is to be a midwife.
I might want to be a congressman.
My job I'd like to be is a dancer.
I wonder what it's going to be like because we'll never know until tomorrow.
Stephanie Coleman there with a young, slightly inaccurate, yet somewhat illuminating rendering of America's past. Here's something else you learn in grade school. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But are those apples in peril? The fight to save the world's wild apples when Word of Mouth continues.